Hola.
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 This is Senora Power. You have found our intro episode. We're going to introduce who we are as hosts of this podcast, how we came to work together and focus on this idea of Senora Power, the goals of this podcast. What are we doing by tracking senoras? Who are we focused on? What communities are we discussing? And finally, we'll end on the structure of the podcast to sort of lay out how each episode will be uploaded every week and what they're doing, how they're paired together, and the themes of each episode. So stay tuned for more.
Hello, hello. I am Gabby Barrios, and I am one of the co-hosts of Senora Power. I'm originally from Houston, but now I live in LA. I did grad school and finished with my PhD, and then decided not to go into the academic world. So I work in student services.
Hi, I'm Sonia Del Hierro. I am an assistant professor of English literature at Southwestern University, which is a small liberal arts college in Texas, right outside of Austin. And I specialize in Mexican American literature, Chicana feminist literature, the Chicano movement, different things like that. I am from Abilene, Texas, which is also another small rural Texas town. And then I lived in Houston for 6 years while I got my PhD at Rice University.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Sophia Martinez Abud. I am currently assistant professor at Utah State University. I teach Latinx literature and culture, and also history and pop culture and social media discourse and anything contemporary that has to do with Latinx populations living in the U.S. I was born and raised in Ciudad Juárez in the El Paso borderlands. I've lived in Central Texas a lot of my adult life. And I also got my PhD from Rice University in Houston, which, as listeners may have noticed, is one thing that all three of us have in common. So, since we all shared this time in Houston, Texas, we actually shared a university. All three of us went at some point in our lives, went to Rice University, and all three of us share the same mentor. So, shout out to Dr. Jose Aranda for putting us in contact with each other. That's kind of the origins of this podcast.
We're looking at the time period from 1900 to 1985. This is an interesting time for when this idea of Chicana was created in like the middle of this time or towards the end of this time period. But going back a little bit farther, you can see how it started to be created. And so when you talk to the women that we are talking to or their family members or look at their documents, then you can start to see kind of a story forming there. So that's why we look at the main action of 1900 to 1985, even though we do talk to women who are alive today, and they are still having like really interesting accomplishments, but we focus on 1900 to 1985 and try to make these stories publicly accessible to people like our listeners through this podcast. We want people to be able to understand and experience their stories, and their history, because we've had the privilege to access that through formal schooling. So now it's kind of time to give back to our community in this way.
So to give a couple more shout outs to, for example, we think of this project as a historical project. It is based in the historical archive. So we do think of this as kind of a recovery project, following in the steps of the recovering the Hispanic literary heritage format, where we, excavate the archive and bring it back into our contemporary kind of contexts. We also want to shout out the US Latino Digital Humanities program based at the University of Houston. A lot of the beginning of this project started out through their mentorship. And we're also following the steps of, other Mexican American women, other digital other Chicana digital humanists that have been also engaged in this project of recovering and sharing important women's histories, especially Mexican American and other Latina women's histories. So this is me just trying to say that we're adding on to this already existing body of work.
Because 1900 to 1985 is such a long period of time, and there are so many women of de Mexican descent who would call themselves señoras and who have created social change, we narrowed our scope down to Houston and LA. In part because we were based in Houston at that time, and then Gabby was in LA. And so it made sense actually to work within the two cities that we were based out of. But also, there's an incredibly generative history in talking about these two metropolitans together because they have been hubs of Mexican American political activism, not just the Chicano movement proper in the 1960s, but outside of and before the movement, there was really, really strong community-led activism. And so in part, we're trying to understand how señoras in Houston and señoras in LA had overlapping strategies to confront racism, to deal with institutions like the police and like the church, or how they kind of differ because California and Texas are two very different states. So what are the ways that in looking at them side by side, we actually learn new, more textually interesting resistant strategies based in a Mexican American identity or in a Chicana identity specifically?
Finally, I guess the last goal of the podcast is to really stage this intergenerational conversation. We're talking to women of multiple ages who have been who have grown up in different time periods.
It's really cool when you get to learn history through your family. And not everyone gets to do that, but I think we're trying to pull on that kind of experience and recreate it on kind of a broader level for our community. So, you can hear the señoras on the podcast talking to you about Chicana Mexican American history, almost as if they were a member of your family, telling you what happened before you were born or what happened, when you were really little. Things are not always kept in libraries and not always taught in textbooks when the people who did them are not the people you would expect. So, women, and especially women who don't identify as white, usually their stories don't really get saved in schools or in libraries. And so now we're trying to listen to their stories and let you guys know what we find so you can also be a part of keeping these stories alive.
So the way we navigate all of this really complex history, the differences between Chicanas and Mexicanas, between women of Mexican descent versus actual Mexican women who have immigrated here, is by focusing on biographies of very specific women, and we're calling them señoras, because in many ways that's how they identify themselves. And so there are five episodes in total, and per episode, there are three parts. And the first two parts are biographies, one from a Houston señora and one from an LA señora. And the idea here is that we can take one person's story that we've learned from the archive, that we've learned from interviewing their family, that we've learned from other people's research. And using that life story to understand these larger social structures or these larger issues like racism or the broader cultural landscape of Mexican Americanness in different years. And when we're doing these biographies, our goal is always to present the señoras in a historically accurate way. Where we're contextualizing some of their opinions, some of their thoughts, and we're trying to really hold close to us and thus to listeners how they would have wanted themselves to be viewed or how their family now wants them to be viewed. So that's kind of the rationale for the two biographies.
Yeah, and to continue explaining the structure of the podcast, right? The third part in each episode series. We're calling it the plática because we think that a lot of this Chicana political feminist consciousness that we're tracing in our podcast series comes about through just informal conversations, like, in Chicana feminism, the kitchen table talk is an important concept. This is where a lot of important sociopolitical issues are talked about and kind of deconstructed and understood differently by the women who sit around the kitchen table. So that's kind of the spirit that we're bringing to the Plática episodes. We're sitting down to chat about these two important señoras in their specific communities. And we're really trying to think out loud how we learn from them and why it is important to continue considering these señoras and their specific strategies and their specific goals in this particular moment in time.
So, starting us off on a little overview of what this season, this first season of Señora Power will look like, we talk about all kinds of different señoras. Of course, every señora and every person is complex and has a lot of different identities. This isn't meant to say that this is the only thing these women did, but in order to kind of understand better aspects that are important to our community, that are important to women of the Chicana community, we've made little categories. Like our first episode is Church Señoras, for example. So you can stick around to hear about women who had Catholicism as a very important part of their lives and who use the church to express themselves. Each title has two señoras under it. And as we said, three parts. So, Church Señoras includes Josefa Serna and Petra Guillén. Episode two, Social Señoras, includes Gloria Arellanes and Carmen Cortés. Episode three, Activist Señoras, are Alicia Escalante and Maria Jimenez. Episode four, Establishment Señoras, are Lupe Anguiano and Mamie Garcia. Episode five, Suspicious Señoras, are Francisca Flores and Yolanda Birdwell. And we really hope that you stick around to listen to all of the amazing things these women did and all the ways they helped their communities.